interview with a famous Hall of Fame baseball player. And the interviewer asked him if any particularly poignant moments that he had experienced in his long career. And he talked about a time when it was a playoff game and had real implications, you know, for advancing in the playoffs and whatnot. It was late in the game, the score was tied, and a batter from the home team hit an offside single down the foul line to the wrong side, stayed fair and went all the way in. He was a fast runner. He went down, he got to first, he was headed for second. The outfielder got the ball, relayed it in, the ball came, the ball and the batter arrived at second base at the same time. And the umpire was right on top of it to get a perfect view of it. And he looked down and he said, "You're out of there." Well, for you know, that is a symbol for safe. So the runner stopped and looked at the umpire. The second baseman looked at the umpire. And the umpire looked at those two and they said, "Which is it?" And he said, "Listen, I know he's out. You know he's out, and he knows he's out. But there's 48,000 people out there all think he's safe. And so right now, he's safe." Well, if you're wondering what that has to do with my talk today, I honestly don't know. Mrs. Fleming needed the title of the talk and whatever it is. She's trying to get out of town. She's visiting her mother. And we needed to get it in and get it in the daily news and stuff. And I don't know why I picked accounting. I was thinking, like, I guess accounting and finance. I was thinking of finance somehow or circulation. There were dozens of things I could have chosen. But what I said was accounting and blessings. So it's in the daily news. It's in the e-blast. It's everywhere. So the title of my talk today is Accounting and Blessings. Safe. So there's two segments of today's talk. First, we're going to talk about finance a little bit, and then we're going to have a very special blessing. A few weeks ago, a congregant came up to me after service and said, "Reverend Don, every week when we do the collection, you talk about the law of circulation. What exactly is the law of circulation, and what does that have to do with the collection on Sunday?" And boy, as I felt the red go up at my embarrassment, I haven't talked about money and finance for a long, long time. And I think the reason for that is that many of us that have shown up here have come wounded from other faith traditions. And in many of those experiences that people have had in the past, they've been wounded by a demand for money. You need to give. It's your obligation. And you need to give till it hurts. And we're not like that at all. So first of all, I want to talk about the law of circulation and what it is and what it means. And very simply stated, the law of circulation is this: everything in the universe is constantly circulating. You know, our planet goes around the sun. The sun goes around in the Milky Way. It's a circular galaxy. This galaxy that we're in, the Milky Way, goes around a host of other things in the entire universe. And then it's down to within this planet, everything circulates. The very air we breathe, we inhale oxygen and we exhale carbon dioxide. Our plants, they absorb carbon dioxide and they put out oxygen. The rains that come down, the rains that forms the rivers that goes into the ocean, evaporates, goes back up into the clouds, comes back over the land and waters our fields. Everything that we do is in circulation. And within our own bodies, everything circulates all the time. So what does that have to do with the Sunday collection? And it's because economics are a part of that circulation. Everything that we do in terms of money and finance is part of a greater circulation. There was a economist wrote an iconic textbook in 1948, Paul Samuelson, and the name of his textbook was Economics. And for anybody who has studied high school or college economics, prior, I would say about 2010 and before, probably had the Samuelson text. That textbook lasted for over 50 years, or 60 years. That's amazing for a science textbook to last that long. But it sold so many truths, and it talked about truths. It talked about principles that don't vary. And one of the principles that it talked about is that a unit of currency, a dollar, circulates within an economy seven times. Alaska's a little bit different, but I'm going to take the example of the permanent fund dividend. Now, I know a lot of PFDs get spent on, you know, the plane ticket to Hawaii or to the online store, and a lot of our money escapes there. But let's just take, for example, some of the money that does stay here. And you get this, you get your PFD, you go to the grocery store and you buy some groceries. The grocery store has hired stock people to put the groceries on the shelves. They get paid, they turn around, they go to the gas station and they fill up with gas. And the gas station guy gets paid. The gas station guy gets his money, and he ends up going back to the grocery store to buy his groceries. And the money circulates throughout the economy seven times. Now, what that has to do with us, with the Alaska Center for Spiritual Living, is we absolutely believe in the law of circulation. We believe in circulating money, and we step up and we do it. We give 10% right off the top to the home office. And there are reasons for that, and I can talk about that at another time in a different sermon. But we also give 5% to a local charity. 5% of everything you give goes right back into the Anchorage economy. And if I look here, I can remember what we're doing this month. This month we gave $495 to the Anchorage Waterways Council. And we do that every month. And the Waterways Council hires people, and they do things with it, and that money continues to circulate within the economy of Anchorage and Alaska. Every Sunday, we have four people come around with baskets. Two baskets to collect gifts and offerings that you may want to give us, but we also have two baskets that are giving out. We give out affirmations. We do that every Sunday. This concept of giving and receiving has been well established for a long, long time. In the book of Matthew, it talks about one of the things that Jesus said to the disciples, freely ye have received, freely give. We've all received bounties from heaven, from God, from Spirit, from the life we live. Freely we can give. Emerson told us to beware of holding on to too much good in our hands. One of my favorite Ernest Holmes quotes, it is only as we allow the divine current to flow through us on and out that we really express life. And Holmes also talked about how when the law of circulation is retarded, that stagnation results. And when I got the reading this week, I loved it. That reading, the sacred reading that we ended up using, is awesome. We go back to that section of Malachi. Prove me now herewith, saith the Lord of hosts, if I will not open you the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing that there shall be not room enough to receive it. But, you know, Don, I can't just read that and accept it. So I sat down and read all of Malachi. We're going to figure this out. What enlightened the first sentence of the first chapter of Malachi? The burden of the word of the Lord to Israel by Malachi. Malachi the prophet received this inspiration, divine inspiration, whatever, and his job was to deliver this to the people of Israel. But like Paul Harvey, there's the rest of the story. That chapter and verse 3:10, we start at the first of chapter 3, and it says, "Bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in mine house, and prove me now herewith, saith the Lord of hosts, if I will not open you the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing, that there shall not be room enough to receive it." What he's saying isn't, oh, it's your duty to give, you know, to the temple. It's what the Lord of hosts is saying is you need, it's to your advantage to participate in the law of circulation, that you will benefit when you get out and you circulate. So once again, we come back to our center and when we pass the basket and why we do that. I never want anyone here to ever put anything in that basket out of a sense of obligation or feeling that you have to or you are supposed to. That's not how it works. When we give from a place of reluctance or, oh, I guess I should, it's the same as the stagnation that Holmes talks about. It is when we give freely that that law is energized and we receive back. The windows of heaven are open to us. I feel that it is my responsibility as your ecclesiastical leader to earn your financial support. You have a lot of choices. You can put your money wherever you want to. And I hope that this center can earn that financial support from you. If you have ever attended a service and been inspired or had a change, then I would invite you to consider donating. If you've ever attended a class and learned something profound, or more importantly, if you have ever been in a class, broken down, crying, and had an absolute transformational breakthrough. Well, you missed Saturday.
No, we showed up.
And when we can step into those moments, when we can realize what we have received, then we can move into that place where freely ye have received, freely give. And my fondest hope, my dream, my desire, and my absolute affirming and knowingness is that we can earn your support. One of the things that we do here are certain ceremonies. We do a lot of weddings. But we haven't done a child blessing for a long time. And I think that it is really appropriate that we do that. So I would like to ask Zoe and Zalia to come up. Linda and I worked on this. She's helped me a great deal in this. We're here to celebrate the gift of life. Zalia embodies the miracle of life that we celebrate today. As we celebrate this miracle, we also realize that Zalia's presence, so new and perfect, reminds us that the same perfect life is in each one of us. We invite Zoe, Grammy Deborah, great grandma Marilyn, great grandpa John, dear friend Amanda, Uncle Bob, to stand, and cousin Elena, to stand and join us in support of Zaylia.
Our intention here today is to recognize Zaylia's perfection, to welcome her to earth and into our midst, and to pledge, along with her family, to see this child for the unrepeatable miracle that she is. That she is now, and the miracle that she becomes as she grows into a child, an adolescent, a young adult, and on. For as long as we are blessed with her company, it is so easy to see this little one as perfect and divine. We have the opportunity to remind ourselves that the same perfect and divine life that we see in this baby is in us.
Additionally, we are here to witness the promises of parenthood that Zoe will make in support of her child. Although the mystery of life has already made her a parent, we witness and celebrate the conscious acceptance of that sacred state of parenthood. Zoe, you have been given the gift of parenthood. All of us here bless you and thank you for making the selfless decision to give of your energy, your time, your resources, and mostly your love to nurture this being of light. May the joys of parenthood overshadow any sleepless nights, stress, or challenges that you may experience in the days and years to come as parent of this precious, precious baby. Know that all of us here today support you and are here for you. In order to make this day even more significant, I have some questions for you to answer in the presence of these people who love you and who love Zaylia. Will you teach Zaylia the highest truths of life as purely as you understand them, always striving to become wiser, more patient, and more loving yourself? Yes. Family and congregation, do you?
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Zoe, will you always love and respect the uniqueness of the life that springs forth from Zaylia as a spiritual person with a purpose and a mission on this earth?
Yes.
Family and congregation.
Yes.
Zoe, will you conduct your own life as an example to Zaylia of the divine qualities in action, among those of which are love, peace, joy, and harmony? Family and congregation.
Yes.
As a way of welcoming Zaylia to this earth and as symbols of the delights that we wish for her life here, we present this plant and this candle. As Dawn pours water onto the plant, with water, dear Zaylia, we bless you. May you be open to the gift of your feeling. To the gift of laughter and tears. May you learn the power of acceptance and the strength of gentleness. Water nourishes the soul. The flame of passion is in your spirit. We wish for you that you will accomplish all that you have come to earth to accomplish. We are all here to help you. Dearest Zaylia, we see you for the perfect expression of life that you are. Thank you for coming to bless us. Whether we are aware of it or not, we have been waiting for you. You are here now, and we are so very happy. Our life is expanded and blessed because of you. We know you are here to do amazing things, and we are here to support you. You are a miracle. You are magnificent, and you are capable of all that you have come to accomplish. By seeing who you truly are, may you be reminded of the life that lives in you.
As we have truly seen this perfect child, may we take a moment and look into each other's faces and truly see one another. We are each unrepeatable miracles who have come to earth with purpose and mission. May we empower each other and ourselves by seeing those who in this moment see us. As Zoe has vowed to care for and nurture Zalia, may we know that we are nurtured by the power of life. Azalea is now enfolded in the arms of her mother. May we know that we are forever enfolded in the loving embrace of spirit. And so it is.
So it is. And now Zoe has asked for the opportunity to sing a song to her daughter.
This might be more of a dance along. I don't mind if she just runs around.
This is your spot.
Hi, loves. I have a song special for you.
I hold my little baby. I stare into those bright eyes, full of joy and wonder, constantly surprised. So touched by her innocence, I hug her and I sway. Namaste, I see the God in you. Driving down the road and shining brightly in my eyes. The beautiful sun is setting, colors streak across the sky. The beauty and serenity take my breath away. Namaste, I see the God in you. I walk in through my front door and my dog is filled with glee. Jumping all around, he's so excited to see me. This unconditional love fills me with warmth as we play. Namaste, I see the God in you. As I clean my house, I find a dollar on the floor. I later check my pockets, and I find 20 more. Abundance flowing freely, I'm so happy on this day. Namaste, I see the God in you. I look around this room and I see God in every face. Beautiful and glowing, perfect, so full of grace. I feel so blessed to know you all. what else can I say? Namaste, I see the God in you. Namaste, I see the God in you. Namaste, I see the God in you. The God in me sees the God in you.